Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We're sitting here completely objectifying Robert Sheehan and how gorgeous he is. And I'm not lying, that's just the men.
Esther hasn't said it yet.
Okay, let's have a look at what's coming up on TV and in cinemas. We're joined this week by writer and podcaster Esther O'Moore Donoghue and radio producer and broadcaster Owen Sweeney. Welcome, guys.
How are you?
Hello.
Let's do terrestrial TV first. Esther, The Great is back on Channel 4 tomorrow for a third season. For people who don't know it, this is kind of one of those period dramas with a kind of a modern style.
With a little edge, yeah. So it's the third series of this drama. It's an alternative historical satire based on the life of Catherine the Great of Russia. And you think, what could they do with that? Now, if you're not into salty language and people just taking off the clothes every 5 seconds, it's not for you. And that's what this is. It's very irreverent. It stars Elle Fanning, who's recently in Ripley. She stars as Catherine. Nicholas Hoult as her husband, Emperor Peter III. And in the upcoming series, it sees Catherine and Peter try to make their marriage work after some problems that they had. Firstly, Peter had been sleeping with Catherine's mother, who was played by Gillian Anderson last season, and she subsequently fell out a window and died. So it's hard to bring a relationship back from that kind of situation, but they're trying. Peter also witnessed his own attempted murder at Catherine's hands, and she imprisoned all his friends. So again, there are some stumbling blocks that we're going to see in season 3 how they work through those.
This issues. Is a riot, is it?
Yeah, no, it's good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's
all
good.
Right. And presumably they're all on More4 to stream as well.
Yes, season 1 and 2 you can stream.
Okay.
And yeah,
The Great back on Channel 4 tomorrow. Owen, A Good Girl's Guide to Murder on BBC One Thursday at 9:15. Now this is a repeat. This is the kind of cozy crime you love so much. Isn't
it? it's cozy crime for teens. So I don't know that I'm objectively their target market. It was on BBC Three. It is on, as you say, BBC One. So it's obviously getting some good kudos. Us and the BBC want to put something quality and new-ish out on the main channel over the summer. It's so current, Brendan. It opens with the track from the band The Last Dinner Party. That's how up-to-date we are. So it's very much on message. Aimed at teens, as I say, in a kind of an old-fashioned style. It's traditional media. It is a bit of a whodunit. We meet Pip. Pip is the protagonist. She's a bookish girl. Do you know how I know she's a bookish girl? Because we literally see her in the first scene.
Glasses?
She does, but she's also... Oh, no, she doesn't have glasses, but she's holding a book.
Okay.
She's literally holding up a book to the camera as she's with her more rebellious friends in the local shop and off-license, and they're trying to procure alcohol. And she's the decoy. She is, of course, bookish and therefore terrible at being a decoy. All mayhem ensues and they all run out giggling out of the shop. She's also very studious.
Are you
going
to take me through this scene by scene?
No.
Things I want to get to.
No, but she's quite studious as well. How do we know this? Because she retires to her room on the first day of holidays to do her extracurricular project, and this is where the device comes in. They have in England, at 17, before you go into your final year, you can do a kind of your own study project and that'll count against your A-levels, blah, blah, blah. She decides to investigate
a
local cold case where Andy Bell, a 17-year-old, was disappeared, shall we say. Her boyfriend apparently texted a confession and then he turns up dead, ostensibly at his own hand. Everyone imagines it's him what did it. They don't know what happened to her and no one wants to talk about it.
So 17-year-old Pip. An edgy Famous Five?
An edgy Famous Five. It's in small town rural England. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Little Pilton
so
or Little Hilton.
So good for adults, obviously.
Yeah, look, there's a lot there. I think it won't challenge you too much, but it uses kind of
you're
new
speaking
devices.
My language.
There
okay,
you
Good
go.
Girl's Guide to Murder, BBC One, Thursday, 9:15. Now, let's keep moving. Now, you've both chosen detective shows with a European flavour. So, Esther, Inspector Ricciardi is back on Channel 4 since last Friday, I think, but again, all on the player.
Since Friday, and you can stream it again, all the past episodes as well. So this is, yeah, murder mystery. It's set in 1930s Naples, and Detective Luigi Alfredo Ricciardi, sorry, I would have said Ricciardi, but your pronunciation has alerted me to that. I should say Ricciardi, thank
two
you for
C's.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two, obviously, yeah.
What
a fool. He has this unique talent. Okay, thank you. He's able to see the ghosts of people who've died violently and listen to their last thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's a unique skill, but there you go. But that brings its own set of problems. It's a mystery with a supernatural twist. It's shot beautifully. It's got great costumes. It's a bit, you know, bananas. I mean,
it's kind of like a bonkers old film or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
in
sort
Italian.
Of like has a, like, was it that Richard Brada film, an Agatha Christie Death in Venice, that kind of vibe. And so we rejoin him. He's in mourning. He's lost someone close to him. You know, it's difficult with his special skills to let people into his life. He did it in series 2. He found love, but has that lasted? We don't know.
You're all so in.
So yeah. I'm all in. He's in trauma. He's mourning, etc. He's thrown himself into his work, and yeah, it's good. It's yeah. good. Yeah, okay. It's different.
All right, Inspector Ricciardi.
Ricciardi, thank
back
you.
Back on Channel 4. Owen, the Turkish detective, a new series on BBC Two, and they're playing it out Sunday night and Monday night, episode 2, which usually means it's an event. It sounds good.
It's an interesting one. It has that kind of very current again kind of style of an international co-production. It is. You know, a fish out of water cop. It's a transplanted cop from the UK, from the London Metropolitan Police, Mehmet Suleiman, who arrives in Istanbul. And we literally meet him as he arrives in Istanbul. Turns out he was born in Istanbul, but reared by his mom in Turkey. So there's obviously a backstory there. Hilarity ensues from the very opening scene. He arrives at a very kind of chaotic Istanbul airport and he's picked up by a fella with a beard and kind of, you know, a small car. They drive off into town. You get his backstory pretty much in that scene. And then, of course, the driver pulls up outside a cafe and says, "I'll be back in a minute." Your man gets a bit suspicious, follows him into the cafe, and he sees what he thinks is a black market deal going down, pulls out his warrant card or whatever they have, his ID card as a cop, goes to arrest him, and hey presto, your man is revealed to be a superior officer. So we have the kind of, you know, we have kind of the buddy cop, you know, the older quirky cop and the younger by the book cop.
And but textures of Turkey.
Lots of textures of Turkey. Great shots holiday. Of Istanbul, but also a mini holiday, but also kind of questioning the patriarchal nature of Turkish society and the push and pull between kind of modern life and Western life, shall we say, and traditional Turkish values. Excellent. And new media and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's good. Right. And it's interesting. They're probably trying
Sunday,
to do too much
PM,
too quickly.
Monday, 9 p.m.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's episode 1 and 2.
So streaming then, Esther, I saw someone say about Sunny, which is on Apple TV from Wednesday, and they weren't saying this in a negative way. They said if AI came up with an Apple TV show, typical Apple TV show, this would be it.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a different flavour of a murder mystery whodunit. And it sort of isn't that Apple TV kind of, I don't know what they mean by that actually, because they just had Presumed Innocent
everything,
out last week.
A lot of their stuff is in the slightly near future and slightly dystopian vibes and, you know, beautifully shot and clean and all that.
Yeah. And I liked it for that reason.
I love it.
No, it was great. Yeah, so it stars Rashida Jones as Susie, an American woman living in Kyoto, whose life falls apart when her husband and son disappear in a mysterious plane crash. And as a consolation, deep in her grief, someone says, "Look, I know you've lost your husband and son, but would you like a robot to kind of look after things around the house?"
How Apple TV can you get? In Japan, robots.
"We're sorry for your loss. Here's a robot." Now, unfortunately, Susie hates robots because she blames a robot for the death of her mother. She was in a self-driving car. They said it was actually user error, but so things are stacked against Sonny the robot. And also the guy who gives the robot says, "And this robot's been programmed by her husband, Massa. But as far as she knew, her husband worked in refrigeration for the past 12 years. So her husband's lying to her. She's got a robot now that she doesn't like." And that's when the plot begins to thicken. And it's based on the novel by Irish writer Colm O'Sullivan.
All right.
And read the book. Book's
okay,
good.
Excellent. Yeah. Sonny on Apple TV from Wednesday. I'm nearly afraid to watch it. No, because that was so good.
10th of July.
10th of July, which is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Owen, for people in the grip of tennis fever, there's a Roger Federer documentary on Amazon Prime. Any good?
It's okay. It's for the converted. If you're into tennis and you're into Roger, that's it. Djokovic turns up and me thinks Djokovic's story is far more interesting. Nadal is in there, they're best pals. You get a little bit of Federer in Switzerland, you get the kids, you get the wife, who we always see at tennis matches, and she's a bit of long suffering and willing him to retire for years. But you have to wonder how emotionally, you know, kind of a regular folk who's not that into tennis would buy into it, because it's a 41-year-old retiring at the top of the game, having won everything, and you're thinking, you're 41, it's time to retire.
Roger Federer, 12 final days. Okay, so we have about 30 seconds each on cinema. Esther, do you want to do Max with 3X's scene?
Yeah.
Is out now. This is the final installment in that horror trilogy with Mia Goth.
Yeah, stars Mia Goth as Maxine Mix, an aspiring actress and former adult film star who gets caught up in the fame game in 1980s Los Angeles. Her big break is coming, but there's also a murderer targeting her and her friends. These people are getting themselves into pickles. It's kind
they
of
really
tricky.
Are.
So it also stars Elizabeth DeBeck from The Crown, Giancarlo Esposito, best known for Breaking Bad, and Kevin Bacon. And so that's out in cinemas now.
Are they good? This is the third one. Like, it's kind of schlocky horror.
Yeah, you know, it's not. I'm really against kind of blood and guts and that kind of stuff. So it's something that I don't particularly enjoy watching.
Okay.
But it is. It's beautifully shot, and Mia Goth is incredible. So for that, her performance alone, I recommend it. Yeah.
Stephen King tweeted that it's fantastic.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. We should get him in sometime.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah. And he knows how to be brief. So it's fantastic.
What are you trying to say?
Okay. Owen, do you want to tell us about Fly Me to the Moon or do you want to tell us about the Galway Film Flag?
Fly Me to the Moon, there's not a huge amount of chemistry between Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. Go, it's a bit of a date night movie. You'll be all right.
And give me three highlights from the Galway Film Flag.
I will. The Kneecap is opening on Tuesday.
Okay, so
the Kneecap movie is the
Ireland,
Irish premiere. Yeah. Exactly right. Fiddle Gurum is another very interesting sounding Irish language movie. And just a personal one I will mention is Nick Kelly's, that's Nick Kelly from The Fat Lady Sings, the song Cycle, where he cycles to Glastonbury and plays and investigates kind of the communal joy of playing music to very small audiences. But Nick is an accomplished filmmaker, as you probably know, and also former of The Fat Lady Sings. But his dad died at the age of 59. Nick turned 60 and it prompted this lot of reflection. It's actually quite a sweet film. I did a little bit of work on it, I will say that, but you'll enjoy it. It's on Friday night in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway.
Okay. Owen Sweeney and Esther O'Moore Donoghue, thank you very much for that rather frenzied but very fun romp through what's coming up in film and TV.